So it is currently 4:47 a.m. I can't really fall asleep, so I'm gonna do some work. I don't think a lot of people know what it's like to work so hard. You fall asleep at your desk, even though you have a bed, like right there. You might be more skilled or more talented than me. You might be smarter than me, but you are not gonna outwork me. All right, so big video. Today I'm gonna talk about what it's like to have a $40,000 profile on Upwork. I was kind of hesitant to kind of show my profile in my YouTube videos, I guess for privacy reasons, but I realized that my profile is public anyways, and if you go on Upwork and literally just search up my name, you can probably find me. So I thought just why not? It'll help me create a lot more content. Okay, so this is my Upwork. I'm using Safari right now because for some reason I can't log into Upwork on my Chrome. I messaged Upwork about it. They haven't responded yet, so I'm just waiting for that. But yeah, this is my page. Before I get into it, I want to reiterate that I'm not doing this to brag in any way or show off. I'm doing this because I want to show people that I'm not special in any way. I knew nothing, just like everybody else. I started from zero, just like everybody else, and I got to here in a couple months. So I'm doing this just to educate, to inform, maybe to inspire some people who want to get started. All right, so in this video, I'm going to talk about what it's like to have a $40,000 profile. And also some things that I've learned along the way. If you go on Upwork and just literally type in the search bar like social media manager, I didn't even notice until I did this, but it's pretty cool. Oh, if you go to talent instead of jobs and type social media manager, like I'm literally the first guy to pop up. Like that's me. I don't know if this is just on my profile, but I went on my friends' accounts and typed the same thing, and I showed up. I'm either the top one or two or three. So I think that's pretty cool. This is pretty much what my profile looks like. My job score is only 83%, so I'm kind of working on getting that back up. Again, I'm still learning these things. I'm not perfect in any way. A lot of people have higher job success scores than me. But yeah, $40,000 in total earnings, 81 jobs, like almost 1600 hours worked. I have 27 jobs in progress. These are some of the reviews, my work. Blah blah blah. So one of the best things I found of having a high earnings profile over time is this part right here. So if I go to my notifications, you see this, received an invitation, received an invitation March 6, received an invitation March 6, received an invitation, received an invitation. This is all still March 6. Received an invitation March 5th, invitation. I could go down the list, invitation, invitation, invitation. Now, a lot of people are like doing outreach on Upwork, and that costs money to do, which it costs connects. But when you receive an invitation from a client, it's free to apply. So I could literally apply to the same job that you're applying to, but I do it for free. It doesn't cost connects to apply to a job where you received an invitation. Okay, so another cool thing is not only am I receiving these, invitations daily, I'm also receiving direct messages. So invitations are for people who want me to apply to their job, but some clients don't even have jobs up and they just send me messages directly. Like every day, you'll see that like I'm getting messages from people, literally just, oh, this one sent me a job, but and also I'm getting offers. Like I didn't reply to this yet. I need to ask him to send some more details, but I'm literally just getting offers. No, I didn't even get on a sales call. I don't know who this is. They just sent me an offer for 40 hours a week limit, $15 an hour. This person, I need to respond, but just sent me a message telling me that they want to work with me. This person sent me an offer right away. This person literally just sent me an offer, sent me a direct message. No outreach, no response, no proposals, no cover letter, no nothing. Yeah, this person's like a beauty queen pageant of Miss Colorado. Yeah, sent me a direct message saying, hey, I want you to apply to my job, or hey, can you help me out and hop on a call with. They're literally just asking me to hop on a call without me doing anything. I literally wake up and I get like five messages and then three invites to jobs. Like this, I need to respond. This person just reached out to me with some like research that they want to do, and they want to pay me for a 30, 45 minute interview. Like, I'm just getting these messages daily. So like, look at this person right here. It says, "Hi, my name is Kristen. Hi, Thomas. My name is Kristen. I am the marketing director here at lawyer.com. We saw your portfolio. We were so excited. Would you be willing to do a one-off project? Blah, blah, blah. It would be a video edit. More details to come if you're interested. Let me know. Can't wait to work with you." And I didn't respond yet. I need to respond. But there's literally not a warmer client than you can get with this. Like, this is the warmest possible call that I can get on with. It's going to be so hard for me to mess up on the sales call with this person. I can literally just send them, or just send them a message saying, "Yeah, I'd love to work with you. Let's hop on a call." We get on the call, like, they're pretty much already sold. Like, look at this message. "We saw your portfolio. We were so excited. Let me know. Can't wait to work with you." How much warmer can you get? Like, when I do outreach or when I'm responding to DMs, I talk to people like they're human and I'm human as well. I try not to sound like a bot. I try not to, you know, be too salesy. Just keep it simple. Talk like a normal human. I think that'll get you a lot farther. So I think that's one of the biggest benefits of having a, you know, high earnings profile, is I'm not having to, even though I have like a pretty low or not that high job success score, I'm not having to do as much outreach as I normally did. Like, some days I just don't even do it because I already applied to 10 jobs for free and I already booked multiple calls with these people. But yeah, I would say the most important thing, if you're just starting out, have a good bio and have a good work portfolio. Again, I was hesitant to kind of share my profile because I was worried, I guess, of people copying me and stuff like that. But I realized that even if you were to just check out, first of all, like, my profile is completely public. So my YouTube channel is literally named Thomas M, and this is my upper name. But even if you were, I recommend just like, don't copy what I have, okay? Because even if you do, let's say you do, you're a brand new Upwork profile, you just copy word for word what I have and whatever, and a client were to look at your profile and then look at my profile, they see that we both have the same exact bio, right? What are they gonna think? They're gonna think that you copied me. They're not gonna think that I copied you. It's gonna be, you know, the other way around. It's not gonna do you any good. I guess you can take this and kind of use it to use it as kind of like a base to come up with your own, but come up with your own, make your bio unique, make it stand out, use other people. Don't just use mine. Look at other social media managers' bio and see what they're doing. But this is what I found works for me. You can take a look at some of the content that I created and that I have in my portfolio. But yeah, those are, I guess, the two more most important things, the bio and then the portfolio. All of the messages that I get, the DMs that I get, are from people who say that they checked out my profile and they loved my bio, what I said in the bio, or they checked out my portfolio and loved my work. So yeah, those things are very important. You want to make sure that you're spending a lot of time on this. Another thing that I learned is the importance of reviews. When I first started out, I didn't really take this too seriously, but then I realized that it's very important and it actually matters. So my recommendation is try to get reviews from clients. It's important to really just ask the client for reviews. All you have to do is just literally ask the client, hey, or tell the client, hey, do you think you could take some time out of your day to leave me some feedback? It'll mean a lot. And most of the time they'll be okay with it if you did a good job. And even just getting like one review is super important for your profile. Like a profile with zero reviews and a profile with 1 5-star review, that makes such a big difference. So what I would recommend, start with easy jobs, start with low paying jobs, offer a low cost, and then be exceptional at it. And then at the end of the project, ask for a review, get that one review, and then it'll make everything else so much easier. Trust me. Honestly, I didn't even realize that I had 40K until like a couple days ago. I think growing from 10K to 40K is a lot easier to do than from going 0 to 10K. Growing from 0 to 10K, I felt like took forever. And when I got to 10K, honestly, it was like one of the most shocking things, just seeing the 10K thing on my profile. I thought it was really crazy. But then when I got to 20K, it was like 30K, 40K. I didn't even realize it until a couple of days ago I checked. And now, you know, I'm not so desperate to sign every single client. I focus more on, you know, what the client is like and what the job is like instead of, you know, I have to sign every single client. I have to get every single job, I guess, which is like a positive. So if there's anybody struggling with that, I know what it feels like. Trust me, it gets a lot better. Just stick with it. Make sure your employment history is related to the service you're offering, whatever. Somebody asked me about like the certifications part. I don't even have any. Like, I don't have any testimonials. I don't have any certifications. Nothing. It's just, I don't have any linked accounts, diversity, certification, licenses. Don't worry about any of that. I don't really think it matters. Or at least for me, it didn't matter. So if there's anybody watching this, anybody looking to get started, I'm telling you, like, you can do it. Like, look at me. Look, like, what am I? I'm a normal dude. Look at my setup. Look at my computer. Look at my room. This is as normal as you can get. I'm not special. I'm one of the top social media managers on Upwork. And look at, this is me. Like, this is, what is this? I'm literally just a normal dude. I didn't know anything a couple months ago about this, about Upwork. I started from nothing. I started from zero. And I built my way to being one of the top social media managers on Upwork. There is no excuse for anybody out there. I don't care what your position is. There's no excuse. I'm just a guy. If I can do it, so can everybody else. Oh, I don't know where to start, or I'm afraid of this, or I have questions about this, or I want to know everything about this before I get into it. Oh, I'll get started tomorrow or next week or next month. Once I have this ready, I'll get started. Just don't start then. Just stay where you're at. But don't complain, because I'm working. Also, if there's anybody watching that I guess wants to ask questions or anything, leave a comment. I'll answer every single comment that I see on this video, or send me a Instagram DM or whatever. I'm not going to sell you anything. I have nothing to sell. Yeah, and I have talked with some people who reached out to me on Instagram. Someone told me that they wanted me to kind of go over the portfolio, creating a good portfolio and things like that. So I guess I'll make a video on that soon. But anything other than that, yeah, if you have any questions, let me know.